Israel's new foreign minister, Sylvain Shalom, met with top U.S. officials Monday as the Bush administration prepared for the early release of the international roadmap to an Israeli-Palestinian peace accord. Bush National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, meanwhile, said the peace plan is not negotiable. Mr. Shalom, on his first visit to Washington since assuming his cabinet post, got high-profile treatment in Washington, reflecting the Bush administration's eagerness to see action on the Israeli-Palestinian peace front, even as the war with Iraq continues. President Bush dropped in on a meeting the Israeli foreign minister was having with White House National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. And Mr. Shalom had what was termed a working lunch with Secretary of State Colin Powell. The Bush administration says it intends to release the long-awaited Middle East peace roadmap as soon as Mahmoud Abbas is confirmed as the Palestinians' new prime minister. Developed jointly by the four-party quartet on the Middle East, the United States, the European Union, Russia, and the United Nations, the peace plan provides a timetable for corresponding steps by Israel and the Palestinians, leading to a final peace accord within 3 years. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has been unenthusiastic about the roadmap, but in a talk with reporters here, Mr. Shalom, a close confidant of the Prime Minister, said his government is adopting the vision of President Bush for a two-state solution of the conflict. He said the pending confirmation of Mr. Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, as Palestinian Prime Minister, opens a new path toward a renewed peace process, but he said efforts will go nowhere unless he launches an early crackdown against Palestinian terrorist factions.
I think that if Abu Mazen will not get or will not take the right measures against terror when he comes to office in his first or second months, he won't be able to do it after it. And I think it will be very important for him and for the future of the region that he will take those measures against the Hamas, the Islamic Jihad, and the other terrorist organization while he comes to office. You have to understand that we won't be able to go forward and to get progress unless the terror will end. And that's something that is very acceptable and understandable by the administration.
Earlier, addressing the pro-Israel lobbying group AIPAC, White House Security Advisor Rice said the administration expects comments from the two parties on the roadmap, but said the document itself, the product of nearly a year's work by the quartet partners, will not be renegotiated. Secretary of State Colin Powell addressed the same group Sunday night, saying President Bush's vision requires an end to the Palestinians' use of violence and terror as a political tool. But he said Israel has obligations too, including steps to end what he termed the daily humiliation of life for Palestinians under occupation and an end to Israeli settlement activity in the occupied territories. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.